Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, it's Wednesday afternoon already. We are halfway to the weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Yeah, mild Wednesday afternoon, but a change in the weather coming by the weekend. All right, so yesterday on the show, there was breaking news during our show. The House had unanimously voted to pass a bill demanding the release of the Epstein files. Not long after that, shortly after we got off the air, the Senate passed a bill, the same bill, demanding the release of the Epstein files, sending it to President Trump's desk. Will he sign it? I mean, how can he not sign it at this point? How can he not sign it after he was telling the Republicans, yeah, go ahead, let's vote to release the files? I don't know why there was that sudden turnaround, and we talked about the possibilities of that yesterday. But I would expect that the president would be in a position to where he would sign the bill. But the question is, could there be something that gets in the way of him signing the bill that makes him look good because he told Republicans to release the files, where he can say, hey, I did all I could. I mean, I said release the files. I have nothing to hide. I didn't do anything wrong. And maybe he didn't do anything wrong. I've never said he did anything wrong. And I don't think anybody's, well, outside of, you know, social media, outside of conversations among friends over drinks in bars, nobody's really said that President Trump was directly involved in this. Now, a great majority of the country, according to polls, believe that he knew what Epstein was up to. And look, I mean, if you knew Jeffrey Epstein, I mean, you had to know. I mean, I would think that he actually bragged about what he does. And there were girls around, so if you ever went to Epstein's house, you kind of had to know what was going on. I mean, again, if a good friend of yours is a big taco salesman, if he sells tacos, you'd probably know that he's selling tacos. So I would think that if you were good friends with Jeffrey Epstein, you would know what he's up to. But that doesn't mean you did anything wrong. So it's going to be interesting to see if the president actually signs the bill. But yeah, it did not take long for the Senate yesterday to pass that bill. So there was really nothing to the idea that sometimes the House will pass something, knowing the Senate's not going to pass it, and then everybody's okay because it didn't actually pass. But in this case, the House passed it, the Senate passed it right away, and it's on the president's desk. So let's see if he signs it. And the vote in the House was 427-1. There was one vote against releasing the files. And that vote came from our own Louisiana representative, Clay Higgins. We're going to explain why he said no during the show today. Also, there is an article on our website by Courtney P. that says the next New Orleans city leaders should usher in era of harmony and cooperation. And I have been talking about this for, well, since Helena Moreno won. And then we were talking about this on Monday with the election being over the weekend, and now we know who the new city council members are going to be. So this is a time for a new mayor, new city council members to bring new life to New Orleans. And I think it's going to happen. But it's going to be a struggle. Because what is in play now in this city is this idea that we do things a certain way. And if, as mayor, if Elena Moreno really shakes things up, it's going to shake up a lot of people. It's going to piss off a lot of people. And I hope she, I think she is. I hope she is strong enough, and again, I think she is, to go against the grain, to go against the way things have been done. And she is going to be approached by people who want to keep business the way it is in New Orleans. Let's do it the way we've been doing it. And we all know what that means. That means that things are open to corruption. And that means that people who slide money under the table to certain people get their way. That's all the stuff that needs to end. And I can't wait for the revelations of how LaToya Cantrell spent money as our mayor that she didn't need to spend. Because already, Elena Moreno, as mayor-elect, is talking about the inaugural ball is not going to be as big as in the past. The Mardi Gras ball is not going to be as big as in the past if they have the Mardi Gras ball. Now, you know Mayor Cantrell felt anointed. She was the queen, and she was not going to take the spotlight off of her. She was not going to put everything into the inaugural ball, everything into the Mardi Gras ball that she could put into those things. Probably spending a lot of money that did not need to be spent. So I can't wait for those revelations, and we see more of the truth of the Cantrell administration. Having said that, this is a moment when we, the voters, really, and the citizens of New Orleans, should be optimistic, and we should send positive messages to the city of New Orleans that we are indeed going to usher in an era of harmony and cooperation. And I just think this is a prime time for that to happen. And we as citizens also have to do our part. Because as a city, we're no better than the individuals that make up this city. So as an individual, if you do your part, and if every individual does their part, we're going to be a better city. So what is your part? You know, we can talk about that. But what is your part to helping make the city better, helping change the attitude of New Orleans? What is it that you can do as an individual? Because again, this city is no better than the collection of individuals that make up this city. And it starts with each individual. So we have a role to play in this, and we'll talk about that this afternoon. So there is a former Treasury Secretary, Larry Summers, and apparently he was such good friends with Jeffrey Epstein that with all the information that came out in the emails and with the apparent release of the Epstein files possibly coming up, this former Treasury Secretary, Larry Summers, says that he is going to step out of public life. He says, "I am deeply ashamed of my actions and recognize the pain they have caused. I take full responsibility for my misguided decision to continue communicating with Mr. Epstein." So apparently what he did was he consulted Jeffrey Epstein on how to have a relationship with somebody who is younger, knowing that Jeffrey Epstein might have the answers to that. So, you know, this is really, you know, this was a dumb thing for him to do. And he said in a statement that he's going to step away from public life and rebuild trust and repair relationships with the people closest to him. And apparently Epstein was helping him with this relationship with this younger girl. Now, did anything happen in terms of Epstein and underage girls? Well, I don't know about that yet. But here's a guy who says that he's really concerned about the Epstein files being released. He's concerned about the emails, and he is stepping back. And look, if I'm not mistaken, Larry Summers is a Democrat. Or Larry Summers was a Treasury Secretary for a Democrat. I think it was Bill Clinton. I think he was Bill Clinton's Treasury Secretary. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. But, you know, I've said all along when people have asked this question, well, you know, why didn't Biden release the files? Before I knew that there was an active investigation going on into the files, which meant that Biden could not release the files legally, I said that I thought Biden was probably trying to protect Democrats. This was never, the whole Epstein sescapade thing was never about only Republicans doing this. It was just about rich, powerful men doing it, and some of them, I'm sure, were Democrats. So, yeah, when you say, why didn't Biden release him, I think in the same way that the president has tried to maybe protect people, I think there are people on that list that Biden knows. And I don't think he wanted to release it, even if he could have released it. All right, so something happened at the Smoothie King Center the other night when the Pelicans were playing the Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green, who is a loudmouth. I mean, Draymond Green is, you know, he has never committed a foul that he didn't think was a fake foul. You know, I mean, he mouths off with the officials. He mouths off with a lot of people. Well, apparently he was face to face with a Pelicans fan who kept calling him Angel Reese. He kept calling him Angel Reese. And so what Draymond Green said is he kept calling me a woman. I mean, it was a good joke at first, but you can't keep calling me a woman. And he kept calling me a woman's name. And it was Angel Reese, who used to be with LSU, and now she's in the WNBA. So he went face-to-face with this guy, and security got involved in this. There was no, you know, physical violence or anything. But it does bring up a question. You know, especially in basketball, when the fans are so close to the players, do fans sometimes go too far? Do fans have a right to say whatever they want to the players and not expect the players to come back at them? And should that be the case? Should players not be able to come back at the fans? Should players just have to take it because it's their job, and I don't care what somebody shouts at you, you're being paid to do your job, and your job is on the court. Your job is not confronting fans. So should you just ignore it and do your job? And should fans be allowed to just say whatever they want to players without any kind of recourse? I think it's an interesting question, and we'll get your comments on that a little bit later. The owner of the Kansas City Chiefs says that she is asking for an alternate Super Bowl halftime show. Can we get over this? For God's sake, can we get over this? Bad Bunny is the Super Bowl halftime show. It's set. Guess what? You might not like Bad Bunny. So what? There are a lot of people who didn't like it when The Who performed at the halftime show when the Saints were in the Super Bowl. There are a lot of people who didn't like when Justin Timberlake did the halftime show or when Beyonce did the halftime show. Somebody's not going to be happy. Nobody's going to agree on the halftime show. So can't we just get over this? I don't understand why people are so obsessed with this. Now, if you're the daughter of the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, you probably don't have any problems in your life. Well, I say that jokingly. I mean, I'm sure she's got problems, but she doesn't have problems like you and I have. So maybe she's got more time to get into this. But the point is, a lot of people are still into this whole Bad Bunny thing. And she is also talking about a religious revival in the United States. So we'll talk about the comments of Gracie Hunt, the daughter of the Kansas City Chiefs owner, Clark Hunt. And she is a big fan of Erica Kirk and the Turning Point USA organization. And she believes that there is a religious revival in America. And she also says there should be an alternate Super Bowl. We'll get into that this afternoon as well. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. 1-877-285-1870. Ian Hoke is back in the office doing paperwork today. Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, Coleman.
Hey, it's good. How are we doing today?
Good. It is warming up. You must be happy.
Yes, it is. But the thing is, the studio is still cold, so I have to wear a long sleeve.
And yeah.
I was thinking about what you said about Draymond Green and fan interactions, right?
Yeah.
And it reminded me of that Ron Artest situation where he kind of like just jumped into the crowd, of course, and they had a whole melee. And I also thought, yeah, maybe there are instances where the fans do kind of go too far, because I remember earlier this season, I think, for the WNBA, there were people throwing little toys out in the court. So I could imagine if one of those players got hit in the head, I wouldn't be upset with the player at all if they really got upset and ran to whoever threw the thing. So I think there is a balance, yes. The athletes are supposed to maintain some sort of professionality, but they are human. And I do believe that when athletes, you know, show so much composure that they allow the fans to get away with so much, the fans kind of push the envelope to see if they can get away with something further and further, and it gets to the point where it does have to stop. You know?
Well, that's right. I think that's a good point, Coleman, because what happens is if the player ignores the fan tends to ramp it up. I mean, if a fan really wants to get to a player, the fan will ramp it up. And then it may get to a point where, like, the player wants to just, you know, confront the fan. So it's an interesting conversation because, in a way, I think the players need to do their job, which is on the court. And if somebody shouts something ugly to you, you know, at what point do we decide, well, that was too ugly? I mean, calling a player Angel Reese, I mean, if you take that too personally, you know, that's your problem. And, you know, Draymond Green is a bit of a crybaby anyway. So, but it's an interesting conversation, especially when it comes to the NBA, where the fans are right there with the players. I mean, literally on the court. I mean, if you have enough money, you're sitting on the floor on the court with the teams, and you're right there with the players. In fact, this guy was sitting right there in that row. So we'll talk a little bit about that later on. Hey, I might have gone to Bucky's last night.
Really now?
Yeah, I might have taken a drive.
Funny story about that. So one of my friends went to Florida for a paintball tournament, right? And he came back with ghost pepper Bucky's beef jerky and the scorpion sauce. And he gave it to me last night. So
did you eat it? Did you eat that?
Yeah. So what happened? Well, I had at the bar I was at, and one of the patrons, he was like, "Hey, I want to taste the ghost pepper beef jerky. Can you open it?" And I know me, once something's open and I like it, I keep going at it. I really wanted to save it, but I let the guy taste it. He's like, "Oh yeah, it's pretty good." And I tasted it, but it was just so good. I just kept going and I ate the whole bag.
Wait, you ate it? It wasn't too hot?
No, I love spicy foods. I love like ghost peppers. Even the scorpion sauce he bought me, I had some beef patties. And when I got home, I poured some of the scorpion sauce on the beef patties.
I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it. I mean, I have to admit, as I have gotten older, my tolerance for spicy food has just gone totally downhill. But I brought you something.
Okay.
This is drizzled caramel popcorn. It's called Black and White. And so it's got a white drizzle on it and a chocolate drizzle on it. And
hey.
it looks really tasty. So I'll give this to you during the break.
I have so much Bucky's stuff now, and the irony is I have never been inside of a Bucky's once, but I've had Bucky's mugs and
koozies. I thought about getting you the new Bucky's Christmas nightgown, but I thought that, you know, I'd wait a little closer to Christmas before I get that for you.
I mean, if they have some thermal underwear, come on.
Look,
I hate the cold.
Look, I got to be honest with you, that Bucky's soft Christmas nightgown looks really comfortable. I mean, it looks comfortable. I mean, I would wear it. I would want to wear it. I mean, nobody sees you when you're sleeping, right? So I could buy a nightgown. It's not like I'm going out in public, but it would be really comfortable to sleep because it's long. I mean, it's open at the bottom, but it's like it's got long sleeves.
It's a long nightgown.
I mean, no, it's not some like sexy nightgown. It's like, you know, it's like flannel kind of stuff, but it just looks really comfortable. And just the fact that it's supposed to be for women doesn't mean that a guy wouldn't be comfortable wearing that.
Yeah,
I would hope that there wouldn't be a fire in my apartment or anything.
I was dating this woman one time when she came to my house, and I would always let her borrow one of my shirts to sleep in. But she
that's always sexy.
Yeah, but she would always take my shirts home the next day when I brought her back home. So one night I spent the night at her house. I said, "Can I get one of those camisoles to sleep in? You always sleep in my shirts. Give me one of those camisoles or one of those."
If you want to join us for the comment this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So look, I don't have any really new news except that I think it's exciting that there's a strong possibility that Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin is going to be LSU's new head football coach because the guy is a really, really good coach. In fact, at Ole Miss, they don't want him to leave. Guy called the show yesterday and he said, "I'm an Ole Miss fan, man. I don't want them to steal Lane Kiffin." So, you know, here's what they're singing in Oxford, Mississippi. Yeah, it's gonna be a big breakup if that happens. Hey, by the way, I have never been to Buc-ee's and not run into some of our listeners. And I ran into another one of our listeners last night at Buc-ee's, so it's kind of cool. Seems like it's a place where a lot of us enjoy going to. And I was just in the mood, stressful day, just wanted to take a drive. And they've completed a lot of the construction on I-10 heading to Mississippi. It's not all completed, but a lot of it's completed, and the completed part is nice and smooth. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. Wednesday afternoon, halfway to the weekend, and we'll be right back on W.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
WL. All right, so ICE is marching toward New Orleans. They have been in D.C., they've been in Chicago, they've been in Portland, although I never saw them when I was in Portland. Right after they arrived, I was in Portland, and I did not see them anywhere, and I also didn't see any problems anywhere, so that was really interesting. Did a video from Portland and showed you exactly what I saw, and it was really interesting that a lot of people were just pissed because what I showed didn't show any problems or any ICE agents there, and they were mad. Why would you be mad at the reality of what I'm showing? I mean, you might not like the idea that, you know, what you thought was happening is not happening, but, I mean, you can't be mad at the truth. Well, I guess you can be, but you shouldn't be mad at the truth. And the video was the truth. And I also, I mean, if you should trust me because I've never lied on this show. I was all over Portland. I stayed in downtown Portland and I did not see one ICE agent, did not see one National Guard person there. In fact, I guess it was the National Guard that was there, but they were housed at the ICE headquarters. But the ICE agents have been in D.C., Chicago, and Charlotte, and now they're coming to New Orleans. So they're going to be here, I think, Friday. That's the last I heard. So we're going to be talking about that this afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we do talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hello, Janice. How are you?
Hello, Scoot. How you doing today, buddy?
I am good.
That's good. I'm glad to hear it. I had spoken the other day about Trump and how he has a tendency to disrespect the reporters when they ask him a question.
In particular, women.
Yes, yes, I'm glad you said that. In particular, women. And he did something the other day. I knew he was being rude. All they're doing is their job. I don't know who writes the questions. It's not them, but they're getting paid to do their job.
No, it is. In many cases, I'm going to let you continue, but in many cases, the reporters come up with their own questions. It's not necessarily something that comes from the network. Now, the reporters have producers, and the producers may say, hey, this would be a good question. But in a lot of cases, the reporters do their own questions.
Oh, I didn't know that. I really didn't. But when he doesn't like something, he should be, he's the president of the United States, and he should be setting a good example. Katie Couric and Margaret Sullivan are furious at Trump, it says here, I'm reading, insults to journalists. News organizations should push back hard, and I totally agree. Do you know what he said?
Yes.
You don't know what he said, huh?
No, I do know. He
told a woman, quiet, piggy.
Yeah, he called a female reporter. He was frustrated with the question about the Epstein files, and the question was a legitimate question, and the president called her. Well, he told her to be quiet, piggy.
Yeah, quiet, piggy.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry. He is supposed to set a good example. He's still supposed to be the leader of the country, and I think that there's something wrong with him. And anyone out there that doesn't agree with me, all I can say to you is, please, just start paying attention more. I mean, there's nothing we can really do. He's the president, you know, that's it. We can't, you know, what are we going to do? But still, it infuriates me when I see him treating people in this way.
It's interesting that he has this tendency from the, you know, he can grab them on the you-know-what.
Yeah.
He can grab their you-know-whats. To just the way he is with women in general, he seems to be threatened by women to the point where an extra notch of machoism seems to come about when he deals with women. And to call a female reporter piggy was his way of taking control, dominating her in the situation. This happened on Air Force One, and the reporter was a Bloomberg White House reporter, Catherine Lucy. And she just asked him a question, Mr. President, what did Jeffrey Epstein mean in his emails when he said you knew about the girls? That's a legitimate question, but he got really upset and came up with the answer and then talked about Bill Clinton and Larry Summers and then basically wasn't happy, and she followed up, and he said, quiet, quiet, piggy.
Well, I tell you, I find it disgraceful. He's supposed to be the leader of the country, and that's not the way that you're supposed to act. I think it's inexcusable. It really is. I don't care who it would be.
But you know,
I don't care what president it would be.
There are a lot of people who actually like that attitude, because that's the way they want to treat women. They might not be in a position to treat women that way, but they want to treat women that way. So they're living vicarious through the president who does treat women that way. Janice, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, I didn't bring that up, it's a topic, but it's something that we know. The president is not always showing good decorum when he deals with reporters, and a lot of people like that. There's an aspect of being more relaxed with reporters that I like, but I don't think you have to be rude. Now, I am not what you would consider a real macho guy. I mean, it's not me. I mean, you might be macho. A lot of people are macho. I mean, I'm not a macho guy. I'm very masculine. I'm very straight, and I'm very content with my masculinity. I don't have to be macho. Some people, I think, feel like they have to be macho in order to be masculine. And that simply is not true. And we see men who abuse women. We see men who feel like they have to always dominate women with words or with physical violence. And I just think it's a sad state to be in. You don't have to do that, but a lot of men do that. And this president does have a tendency to, in particular, treat female reporters a certain way. And he has a problem. He has a problem with women who challenge him. And I can only imagine what it was like for the women who dated him over the years. All right, enough about that. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So ICE agents are heading for New Orleans. What should you know before they arrive? We're going to talk about that when we come back. I'm Scoot. It's Wednesday afternoon, and you're listening to WWE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You know, look, I know there are a lot of people in New Orleans and a lot of people in America who are just, you know, really happy that the ICE agents are coming in to get rid of all those illegals. Yeah, let's get rid of those. Let's get rid of them. I mean, they're dirty, they're ugly, they're illegal. Let's get rid of them. I challenge many of you to really come up with a significant way in which illegals have directly impacted your life. I know there are cases where that happens, but you know, there are cases where American citizens impact your life. So this is not as big a problem as it's being portrayed to be. And it reminds me of back in the day when Republicans used African Americans as the enemy. And they tried to make white voters afraid of African Americans. That has not been as prominent. And what is happening now is they're using immigrants to make white American voters afraid of immigrants. There are some immigrants who do some bad things. There are more American citizens who do bad things. I am in favor of getting rid of the illegal criminals. The criminals, the illegal immigrants who commit crimes, I'm for getting them out of the country as soon as possible. As far as the illegals who hang out at the Home Depot or Lowe's, how many of you care whether or not they're illegal? How many conservatives hire them to do work around their house or to do work for their business? You know, if they're here working, and especially the DACA people, the young people who were brought here by their parents and they're contributing to America, I am for them staying. Now, they need to become citizens, and they need to start aggressively working on becoming citizens. But I respect them for contributing to the country. So ICE agents are heading for New Orleans, and the last I heard, they might be here on Friday. There is an article on the WWL-TV, WWL Louisiana website, that is about what you need to do to be prepared. And it's information from immigration attorney Glenn Wasserstein. And he's advising residents, citizens and non-citizens, what they should and should not do. For example, the first question should be whether or not the agent has a judicial warrant. If they come to your door, you can ask them right away, do you have a judicial warrant? And if you know somebody who's in this situation, you might want to pass this information on to them. They need to have a judicial warrant. If they don't, then you can simply say you do not have permission to enter and do not open the door. And you know, have to make them show the judicial warrant to let them in the door. Now, the ICE administrative warrants, these are forms I-200 and I-205, they do not authorize entry without consent. Now, these are self-created by ICE, so I'm assuming they're going to have what they need. But they don't have a right to enter your home if you say no. If you own a restaurant and they come into your restaurant, you have to let them into the main public area where the public is invited to come. You do not have to let them in private spaces, like the kitchen or employee-only areas. You do not have to let them in those areas. Now, you can stop them. They also need to ask permission for the owners and the managers to go into those areas. So you can stop them from going into those areas unless they have permission. If you're a bystander and you see something happening and the agents are approaching somebody in public, there must be consent unless they have a reason to believe that there's a problem. For example, an ICE agent can come up to you in public and the conversation needs to be consensual. They're exercising their right, and you can exercise your right to remain silent. You don't have to say anything. And at the end of the conversation, simply say, "Am I free to leave?" And at that point, if they say you can leave, then you can leave, unless they have reasonable suspicion that there's something illegal going on. So what do you not want to do? You never want to interfere with an arrest. You never want to provide false information, and you never want to run. If you run, if you do something to interfere in an arrest, this could lead to criminal liability and possibly an arrest. So those are things to think about. But you've heard in our news, former NOPD police chief and law professor Ronald Surpass saying that when he was asked, what should everybody have on them to show that they're legal? And he said, "I honestly don't know." So there's a lot of stuff that is really kind of just left up to ICE. And the way some of these raids have taken place, I have a feeling that sometimes it's arrest first and you get to ask questions later. And that sort of goes against the whole system of government that we have here, innocent until proven guilty. But we'll talk more about that coming up. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are very, very uncomfortable right now with these agents, ICE agents, coming to New Orleans. Yeah, so I think it's really interesting that this former police chief, Ronald Surpass, and law professor, doesn't even know what you should have on you to show that you're in this country legally. I mean, I don't think I'm going to be a target, but would a driver's license help? I mean, it's interesting that he's not really sure what you need. So much discretion is left up to ICE, and the demented mind of Stephen Miller in the Trump administration is behind this. So this is one of the reasons why it should be concerning. But it's okay to try to get the illegals out of America. Let's just do it in the right way. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.